Staff Sergeant Eddie Soto pled guilty to 5 of the charges against him, including sexual assault, wrongful sexual contact, lying to officials, and having unprofessional relationships with trainees. But he pled not guilty to rape. Joint Base San Antonio spokesman Brent Bowler says even if Soto is acquitted of rape, he could face a stiff sentence on the other charges.
It could be 11 years confinement, a dishonorable discharge, reduction to the lowest enlisted rank, and total forfeiture of all pay and allowances. Now, if convicted on the rape charge, that carries a potential life sentence.
Soto's court-martial briefly opened in January with a request from the government to postpone the proceedings so it could bring in a cross-cultural expert. Dr. Rita Chung, a professor at George Mason University and an expert in Asian cross-cultural psychology, told the court Thursday that women in the Southeast Asian culture are taught to hold men, especially those in authority, in high esteem and with great loyalty. Chung indicated it would be reasonable to conclude that the woman consented to sex because she felt forced to do so by her culture. This is the 11th court-martial against military training instructors. 9 MTIs have been convicted in the Air Force investigation that so far has named 32 cases involving 62 alleged victims. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.